You're hearing the sounds of the newly opened Cambodian night market at a community temple in Fresno. There's singing, souvenirs, and plenty of cane sugar juice. FM 89's Sarith Hawk takes us there.
The crowd is slowly filing in on this Friday as triple-digit temperatures blaze the grounds of Fresno's largest Cambodian temple at Clinton and Valentine. Guests are taking refuge in corners with shade, watching singers perform on the main stage. Other visitors braving the sun are lined up at vendor booths set up in rows along the main courtyard. The smell of cooked meats fills the air. Danny Kim says this is all familiar to him.
I travel to Cambodia a lot, and night market is the most popular thing in Cambodia.
Kim is a Fresno police officer and board president of the Khmer Cultural Preservation Society. The nonprofit has been in talks with the Cambodian Buddhist Society at the temple to bring an event like this to life since 2019. The plan was delayed because of COVID, but was finally launched 2 weeks ago.
It's like traveling back to Cambodia. I mean, you can come in here, you feel like you're at home, especially for the Cambodian community, right?
But not just the Cambodian community.
When the sun comes down, a lot of people come out.
Business is brisk for sugarcane juice vendor Huynh Ho, who was bringing his Vietnamese influence to the drink.
Coca cane, mango, strawberry, kumquat, durian. My specialty is sugarcane, and I try to juice it with different fruits.
He says he jumped at the chance to be a part of this event.
And it's good to promote our culture, the traditions, especially among Asian population, because we don't really have this kind of event here in Fresno.
Across from Ho's booth, Richard Songsamevong is busy taking orders for fresh papaya salad and fried chicken wings. He's working at his aunt and uncle's food booth, Sap Lau, which means delicious in Laotian.
We have nam khao, we have papaya salad, pork rinds, meatballs, chicken, and it's all pretty good. All prepared at home.
As he rushes out orders under the sweltering tent, his aunt fills a mortar and pestle with freshly shaved papaya, tomatoes, and adds spicy and pungent ingredients like red chilies, shrimp paste, and fish sauce.
This one gets the papaya, right?
It's Jujet Dumog's first time here at the market.
Eat, love food. Yeah, I like to see around, look around, see what's out here.
He and his family stand in line at the booth for Mama Grung's kitchen. Jasmine San takes orders.
We sell bahut sticks, pork bellies, and then the Asian snow cone syrups and Thai tea, also as well as iced coffee.
Caitlin Mepp's mom runs the business. They're trying to raise money for a food truck trailer.
Yeah, we usually don't have anything like this, but now that we do, it's a good feeling because our Cambodian community, they get to get together, get to try food, and support other businesses, you know?
And already, the event has grown to include four more vendors this week, and there's a waiting list for more. Sre Mom Yi is selling shirts, skirts, and handbags at her booth.
Hi.
All shipped from Cambodia. She lived there 2 years ago, and she says the market feels like home.
Yeah, like a lot of food, a lot of music over there, and we have the shirt, everything like look like Cambodia. You feel like when you come here, you feel like you in Cambodia.
The night market will be held every Friday from 4 to 9, year-round with the exception of some holidays. And on hot summer nights, hours may be extended so people can come when it's cooler. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Sarith Hawk.